the two masters, self and truth. Upon the battlefield of the human soul, two masters are ever contending for the crown of supremacy. For the kingship and dominion of the heart, the master of self, also called prince of this world, and the master of truth, called also the father of God. The master self is that rebellious one whose weapons are passion, pride, avarice, vanity, self-will, implements of darkness. The master of truth is that meek and lowly one whose weapons are gentleness, patience, purity, sacrifice, humility, love, and instruments of light. In every soul, the battle is waged, and as a soldier cannot engage at once in two opposing armies, so every heart is enlisted either in the ranks of self or of truth. There is no half and half course. There is self and there is truth. Where self is, truth is not. And where truth is, self is not. Thus spake Buddha, the teacher of truth, and Jesus, the manifested Christ, declared that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Truth is so simple, so absolutely undeviating and uncompromising, that it admits of no complexity, no turning, no qualification. Self is ingenious, crooked, and governed by subtle and snaky desire, admits of endless turnings and qualifications, and the deluded worshippers of self vainly imagine that they can gratify every worldly desire, and at the same time possess the truth. But the lovers of truth worship truth with sacrifice of self, and ceaselessly guard themselves against the worldliness and self-seeking. Do you seek to know and to realize truth? Then you must be prepared to sacrifice, to renounce to the uttermost. For truth in all its glory can only be perceived and known when the last vestige of self has disappeared. The eternal Christ declared that he who would be his disciple must deny himself daily. Are you willing to deny yourself, to give up your lusts, your prejudices, your opinions,